Now, Clayton, before you fly into the air, you have to first practice, right?
Right. You need to practice running and making your parachute go up in the air.
对，你要先练习，先跑跑跑，把这个降落伞呢撑到空中，要先练习一下。But Clayton, once you're out there, 然后你孤单单的一个人、what if there is a problem? You're all by yourself.
This is true, but you have a radio that you can use to talk to your friend.
其实不用担心、你身上呢会佩戴无线电，真的有什么问题，你可以透过它跟地面的人员联络。哎呀，怎么办？怎么办？So, you'll be okay.
Yeah, but if you really don't want to go by yourself, you can go with a coach and fly together. You'll have no problems.
其实、还有另外一种做法，就是如果不敢自己飞，没关系，你可以和教练双人飞同一只伞。That's cool.
So, let's see how Bob does in this part of our story.
Flying like a bird.Conversation A.
I am ready.
Hold your horses. You don't even know how to turn in the air.
So, how do I do that?
Pull left rope, turn left.
And pull the right rope to turn right, right?
Yes.
Oh, what if?Two people are coming towards each other.
Then you both pull the right rope.
So, Clayton, on yesterday's show, Bob was trying really hard to get the parachute go up in the air.
Right.And it was hard because the parachute was heavy, but in the end, Bob did it.
Yes, in the end, Bob finally did it. So that means Bob can now fly?
Well, not yet. He still needs to learn some other things. So that's why Jim says, hold your horses.
Horses? 什么马? I don't see horses.
It just means...Hold on, wait a minute when you say hold your horses. And what Jim is saying is Bob needs to wait because he's not ready to fly yet.
所以这里的什么 horse 跟马没有关系了。这里我们看到的这个片语是 hold your horses. Hold your horses. 字面上的意思呢是勒住你的马。不过言下之意呢就是 wait a minute, 好请等一下。不要急，不要急。
So then Jim starts saying,
"Hold your horses."
What are you talking about?
I was just practicing. Hold your horses.
Okay, practice later. We need to teach the next thing. Okay, Jonathan.
Okay, fine.
Okay, that's good. You know how to hold your horses?
Yes, I do now.
Okay, so then Jim says, "You don't even know how to turn in the air." Now, turn is just like this.Turn, turn, when you move and look a different way. So he doesn't know how to turn, so that's the next thing he needs to learn.
Now, 这里呢我们看到这个单字 turn. Turn 这个动词、就是转弯的意思。所以如果我说 turn to the left, 就是向左转。Or turn to the right, 向右转。But, Clayton, how do you turn in the air?
Well,When you're paragliding, you have a rope in your left hand and a rope in your right hand. Pull the left one if you want to go left. Pull the right one if you want to go right.
那么在这里呢 ,Clayton 告诉我们呢玩飞行伞有两根绳子对不对左手控制一根右手控制一根。那么你若要左转的话 ,pull the left rope to turn left. 要右转的话呢 ,pull the right rope to turn right.而这里呢 Bob says, 他说 pull the right rope to turn right. Right? 这里有两个 right. Are they the same?
No, they're not the same. The first right is away, like to the right side, or my right hand. The other one just means your right.
Yes.
Right.
Uh-huh. 在这里呢，我们刚刚看到 Bob 他句尾的时候有两个 right。第一个那个 right 是方向，右边的那个 right, like to the right。第二个那个 right 是正确的。So it's like 往右，对吗？
Right, right. So Bob has a good question here. He asks, what if two people are coming towards each other? Now, towards just means two. So here's two people, they're both paragliding, they're coming towards each other, what should they do?
在这里哦 ,Bob 他问了一个很好的问题，因为他很担心。他问说 ,What if two people are coming towards
each other?
这里的 towards 这个介系词就是面对的意思。
So, for example, a big dog came towards me and I was really scared.
A big dog came towards me, 有一只大狗。往我这边过来，朝我这边过来， I would be very scared.
So the answer to Bob's question, what do two people do when they're coming towards each other? Well, they both pull the right rope.
原来答案就这么简单。所以说在空中如果两个人呢迎面而来，即将相撞了，到底谁要往左，谁要往右，万一没搞清楚，撞下去，就惨了。The answer is, you're both,Pull the right rope.、这里 both 就是两个的意思，所以你们两个人都拉右边的绳子 ，and everybody will be safe.
Right. Okay, everybody, we need to take a break, but we'll be back.
Flying like a bird. Conversation B.
Now, put these earphones on.
No thanks. I'd rather listen to nature.
I'm not talking about music. This is the only way to contact you.Testing.
I can hear you.
All right. You're only a few minutes away from takeoff.
When do I start running?
Just wait. Just wait. Facing the wind now. Go!
Okay, now Bob knows how to turn. Left, right. He's ready to fly now.
Not yet. He needs to use the earphones first. Now, earphones are these things. You put them in your ears and you can listen to music.
Earphones. 我们在这里呢，文章里头看到 earphones. 它到底是什么东西呢？当然就是刚刚 Clayton 为你示范的那个耳机。不过呢，字面上它却有耳朵电话的意思。But of course, 它是耳机啦。But, you know, Bob, he doesn't want to wear them.
No, he doesn't want to wear them. He would rather listen to nature. That means he wants to listen to nature more than he wants to put the earphones in.
我们在这里呢，看到 Bob, 他不要戴耳机。No, 他是不要。他说I'd rather listen to nature. 在这里呢，我们看到 somebody would rather do something. Somebody would rather do something. 就是某人呢，他宁愿做其他的什么事。所以 Bob 他的意思是说，哦，我宁愿呢，聆听大自然的声音。
So, Jonathan, I was thinking, maybe we could go to this Japanese restaurant for dinner.
日本菜哦。I'd rather have Chinese food.
Oh, okay. Well, if you'd rather have Chinese food, then we can eat there.
Now, Clayton, let me ask you. Now, over here, the earphones are not for music, are they?
Well, yeah, the earphones are not for listening to music. Jim tells Bob, this is the only way to contact you. So the earphones are for a radio so that Jim can talk to Bob while he's up in the air.
所以哦，这对耳机呢，可不是用来听音乐的。这里呢 ，Jim 他说 ，This is the only way to contact you。这里我们看到 contact 这个单字，它是个动词哦，有联系的意思。也就是说呢 ，Bob 飞出去以后，唯一可以跟他联系的方式就是透过这对耳机。
So they're really important, right?Just like Jeff's party is really important. So, have you found out when it is?
Jeff 的那个 party, not yet, but I will find out for you.
Oh, and then what will you do when you find out?
Then I will contact you and let you know when the party is.
Cool, thanks. Okay, let's get back to our lesson here. So, let's see, is he ready to fly? No, he's not ready to fly yet.Because he has one last thing to do, and that is to face the wind. Now, this means your body or your face is towards the wind. So that's the way you need to look.
所以 Bob 他到底可不可以起飞了呢？哎，还不行，快了，快了，还差一点点。最后一个步骤是我们这里看到的 face the wind.Face the wind 是个动词片语哦，就是呢要面对风，要迎风，就是说让风直接打在你的脸上。And when that happens, you can fly, right?
Right. Because when you're facing the wind and the wind makes your parachute go up, that means you're ready to take off or you're ready for takeoff. So when you take off or you have a takeoff, that means you go up in the air.
So, after all these practice, all these bells, helmet, everything, earphones, 最后呢 Bob 他终于是 ready for take off. Now, take off 这个单字我们来看一下它是个名词 take off 就是起飞不过呢它也可以是个动词片语不过那个时候你要用两个单字要用 take off, 而不是一个字哦是 take off 两个字也是起飞的意思。
Word power.
Okay, here we go with word power. Let's get to it, shall we?
Yes, 飞行伞第二天 word power word, first one is
turn. Turn.
Turn, 它是动词转弯的意思。
Turn left and you'll see the bank on your right.
左转然后你就会看见银行在你的右边。
All right.Next word, towards, towards.
Towards, 它是个介系词哦，朝向的意思。
Look, two pretty girls are coming towards us.
Really?
No, I'm just joking.
哎，你看有两个美女呢，朝我们这边走过来。
I made you look.
Yes, I did, I looked.
Contact, contact.
Contact, 是个动词，与什么什么什么。保持联络。
I always contact my friends by email.
我总是靠 email 的方式呢来和朋友保持联络。
And the last one is take off. Take off.
Take off 是个名词哦，起飞的意思。
Is the airplane ready for takeoff yet?
飞机准备好要起飞了吗?
I want to go to America. All right. Well, maybe the airplane is ready. You should go hop on it.
Like...
No, just need to get on the airplane. Okay, everybody, thanks for watching Word Power. We do have more. Thank you.
been mine.
Wait a minute. In today's lesson, we see two people are coming towards each other. But can we say two people are coming to each other?
No, we can't say that. Usually when you come to somewhere, that means you arrive there. We say come towards something or somewhere when we want to show the direction something is moving.
哦，完全了解哦。这边我们来看两个非常像的介系词哦，一个是 to， 一个是 towards。刚才 Clayton 告诉我们，如果是 to， 它有一个到达某种定点的意思。譬如我们可以说 come to the front， 到前面来，意思也就是说到前面这个位置这个定点来。可是如果说你是 come towards the front， 就变成是 Clayton 刚才提醒我们，它是会去强调这个 direction， 强调这个方向。记住哦，不是往旁边，也不是往后面跑，而是 come towards the front， 往前面这个方向走来。记住了吗？
Flying like a bird.
I'm ready.
Hold your horses. You don't even know how to turn in the air.
So...How do I do that?
Pull the left rope, turn left.
And pull the right rope to turn right, right?
Yes.
Oh, what if two people are coming towards each other?
Then you both pull the right rope.Now, put these earphones on.
No thanks. I'd rather listen to nature.
I'm not talking about music. This is the only way to contact you. Testing, testing.
I can hear you.
All right.You're only a few minutes away from takeoff.
When do I start running?
Just wait. Just wait. Facing the wind now. Go!
Review time, everybody. And today we're going to fill in the blanks.
对，我们今天就来做填空题哦。那么 Clayton 呢，会给我们三个句子，中间有空格，请你从文章中找出正确的单字，把它填起来。
Okay. First one. It's easy to find the park. Just go blank Taipei 101.
That's right. 这公园呢是很好找的，怎么样呢？ Just go towards.Taipei 101, 只要往101的方向走。Hey, where is Taipei 101?
There? I think from here.
There?
I think it's this direction. Back towards Taipei.
Yeah, 不知道在哪里耶。
Okay, number two. I tried to blank Cindy, but she's always busy.
真是不幸哦。I tried to contact Cindy, 我试着联络她哦, but 她总是很忙耶。She's so busy.
Yeah.Okay, number three, blank, you can't leave until you finish your dinner.
That's right. Hold your horses, 先来累嘛 or 不要急不要急、huh? You can't leave until you finish your dinner. 没有吃完晚餐之前你不可以走。
All right, everybody, stay with us, we've got more.
living phrases.
Hurry up. The train leaves at 4:00.
Okay. Hold your horses. Why are we leaving so early?
We're having dinner with Peter before the show.
Hold your horses. I thought we were having dinner after the show.
Not anymore. I've changed our plan. So, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Don't forget the tickets.
Hold your horses. You have the tickets.
Right. They're in my pocket. Can you keep them for me?
Sure. Hold your horses. Look, the show is tomorrow.
Just for fun.
Okay, welcome to Just for Fun. Today we're going to do a few tongue twisters. Now, tongue twisters, well, they twist your tongue. So, Siobhan, what does that mean?
Well, Clayton, it sounds like a tongue twister just means it's really hard to say. I know that I speak English, and sometimes I have a hard time saying them. They really twist your tongue.
Right. Okay, well, let's look at our tongue twister for today. Siobhan, will you read it for our listeners just slowly the first time?
All right. A big black bear sat on a big black bug. Well, it sounds easy enough.
Yeah, lots of B sounds. Okay, so a big black bear, you know, a bear is an animal, and then it sat on a big black bug, and a bug is like an insect, like an ant or something. Okay, so let me try. A big black bear sat on a big black bug. Okay, do you want to try again, Siobhan? Maybe a little bit faster this time?
A big black bear sat on a big black bug.
A big black bear sat on a big black bug.
A big black bear sat on a big black bug.
A big black bear sat on a big black bug.
A big black bear sat on a big black bug.
Oh, you know, Siobhan, today we're so good. You know what we need to do? We need to make it harder for ourselves. Let's try and read it backwards, okay?
Oh my gosh, you're crazy, Clayton. You go first.
Okay. Bug black big on sat bear black bigger.
I don't think that was quite it. Maybe I'll try.
Go
bug black big a on sat bear black big
Wow, pretty good. Listeners, can you understand when we say bug black big on sat bear black big
I don't think I can understand, Clayton. I don't think the listeners will have any idea.
I don't think it makes much sense, even when we read it forwards. Okay, let's try one last time, forwards and really fast. I'll go first. A big black bear sat on a big black bug.
A big black bear sat on a big black bug.
Oh, wow. Well, we're off to a good start for tongue twisters this month. Everybody, stay with us. There's more just for fun.